It's Women of Influence Day on MyFM, presented by Venture Norfolk. I'm here with Karen Matthews, who currently works with Burning Kiln Winery and Long Point Eco Adventures. But you've held a number of different roles throughout your career. I was wondering if we could start off at the very beginning, growing up in Norfolk.
Well, obviously, you know, I grew up in Norfolk, and I always tell the story that when I was 18, I couldn't wait to get the heck out of here. And, you know, my parents were really influential in saying, like, if you want to live in Port Dover, you should come and do that, but you should go spread your wings and, you know, learn your skills and go to school and do all the things you need to do, and then come back and bring that back to your community. And so I was really in a fortunate position that I was able to move back about 20 years ago now. And I was super excited to find awesome work here. I never thought, you know, I worked on the national level, I'd done big national events, and I worked on the Juno Awards, and I'd done all of these really cool things. And coming back to Norfolk, I thought maybe I'd lead a little more quiet lifestyle, only to find out that there was awesome things to do here.
Well, when you came back to Norfolk, you originally worked with Haldimand Norfolk Reach. How did that come to be?
My daughter used to, she was little, and she would say to me things like, when I need to travel, don't like Scotia, mommy, because I would be going to Nova Scotia, or I'd be going to all these places in Canada. And so, you know, coming back here, my mom cut out a little ad in the newspaper that was for a job at Reach. And I thought, wow, you know what? This is a really amazing organization. They do so much good in the community that I think I would love to like come on board and see what I could do to work with them.
And then after Reach, you were general manager of the Norfolk Fair for 12 years. Do you have a favorite memory of your time there?
They were 12 amazing years. One of the things that I remember, one of the very first meetings I had when I started there was with Blair Daggett, who owned the station at the time. And Blair told me that the secret to success in business is that you need to reach out to the community and the community will reach back for you. And so we worked really, really hard to reach out to the community and find ways to engage them and to make some changes at the fair that people would respond to. And I think that was the whole secret for success.
Well, you had an amazing run with the fair, capping it off with the amazing Gentlemen of the Road, Mumford & Sons performance. But what were your initial thoughts when you joined them?
I thought, this is perfect. It melds all my skills together. It's something that we can do to really kind of promote our community and push our community forward. And I was surprised when I was offered the position. It was a bit of an old boys club there. And so for me to be hired as a female and to come in and be offered that job was almost a miracle, I thought.
And now looking back, you accomplished a lot with the fair. If you had to pick one thing that you were most proud of, what would it be?
The thing that makes me proud is that the fair is older than Canada. That is one of those heritage events that you really, really want to make sure that has longevity, and you want to prepare for sustainability and for the future. And so they had a really dedicated and committed core staff that made my job easy. But also, it wasn't just me that brought a new energy in life, but it was the whole team, and there was a bit of a rejuvenation.
And so that brings us to your current role, General Manager of Long Point Eco Adventures and the Burning Kiln Winery. You've worked on a little bit of everything since coming back to Norfolk. What's the winery been like?
I was offered keys to a winery. And so I moved out to, you know, Burning Kiln Winery and worked with Long Point Eco Adventures. And it's been an amazing experience. And I've been able to take kind of all that community relations work that I've done over the years and bring it into a new light. So it's been fun.
And of course, Burning Kiln has been one of the leaders with the Ontario South Coast wines. As an area known for its tobacco, how did the wine side of things really come to be?
Mike MacArthur and Dave Pond had this idea of doing a winery, and you need 5 acres of land to start a winery in Ontario. And, you know, there's a really long, hilarious story about how all of that came together. But ultimately what happened was they approached the farmer across the road, who is Frank DeLeback, and said, Frank, we will pay to put all the vines in if you'll grow them for us and see what happens. And if it doesn't work, you plow them under and nothing ventured, nothing gained. Frank was a farmer transitioning from tobacco.
And a couple of times now, I guess you've touched on community, and I know the Burning Kiln works closely with Norfolk Tourism. Just to wrap things up here, how important is the community aspect when it comes to the growth of Norfolk?
Well, it's vital that we all work together. We have a saying in our companies that we use, and as I'm saying this, and if any of my team are listening, they're going to roll their eyes because they're so tired of hearing of it. But really, it's the under core of what we do. And we believe that a rising tide floats all boats. So the more that we can work together, the more that we can grow.
Well, thank you so much, Karen, for taking the time to come into the studio and have a quick chat today with me. Really appreciate it, eh?
Well, thanks for having me.